Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters, titled Hawk Like an Egyptian. And yes, I did just make that up. Amir Moussa, Egyptian politician. He was trying to sell the new Egyptian constitution to the public ahead of a vote to approve it next month. And so the veteran called a press conference in Cairo. So far, so good. He sat behind a suitably serious desk alongside other political luminaries. Things were going swimmingly well. And then someone noticed there was a problem with the huge poster behind him, featuring five people, and advertising the idea that the constitution would be for all Egyptians. It wasn't just as Aram Online reported that someone had misspelt Mizerin, which means Egypt, so that it said Muzirin, which means determined, nor that the image of the soldier featured in the poster had been used without the photographer's permission. No, it was more that of the five all Egyptians, only two were, as in were Egyptian. The other three were Westerners. The only woman, representing one-fifth of the poster and half of the population, had previously appeared in publicity photographs for an Irish recruitment company which was recruiting in Ireland. That might explain why she wasn't wearing a veil or a headscarf, as most Egyptian women do. Perhaps, actually, that was more to do with the fact that the army coup this summer overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood government, whose female supporters tend to be of the hijab-wearing opinion. A picture of a man with Down syndrome was included to suggest the constitution provides for people with disabilities, as indeed American law does, because the man appears to be an American. And what of the man in the white coat? Surely he was a trustworthy Egyptian doctor. After all, he had a stethoscope around his neck, even if his neck was just below his remarkably white, Western-like face. Well, the good doctor was last seen at the American website www.ehowtogetridofstretchmarks.com, wearing the same stethoscope and reassuring smile. So not an auspicious start for the supporters of the draft constitution. Mr. Moussa et al. Ploughed on, regardless, extolling the virtues of the draft, saying it gives unprecedented rights to disabled people and women, and that it removes religiously conservative clauses which are present in the current constitution, which was rammed through by the Muslim Brotherhood last year. However, critics say it's full of holes, especially on civil liberties, and that these could be used to work around the rights it's supposed to uphold. Now, all this follows the allegations that Egypt's de facto ruler, Defence Minister General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, revealed he'd had nocturnal visions, in which he says he knows that one day he will be president of the Republic. Perhaps a modern-day Joseph could interpret these dreams. When Pharaoh needed a spot of advice, Joseph told him he ought to look for a discerning and wise man and put him in charge of the land of Egypt. Smart move. Perhaps Mr. Moussa could take note of what happened next. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Only with respect to the throne will I be greater than you." So, Mr. Moussa for Prime Minister next year, and al-Sisi for President. You could possibly sell that to the Egyptian public more easily than a misspelt poster featuring three Westerners and only one woman. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.